Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to talk to you today about how to build a resilient life. How to build a resilient life. I recently have been reading a book called Building a Resilient Life by Rebecca Lyons. So I want to share with some of what I've learned from this book. And her theme for this book is on how adversity awakens strength, hope, and meaning in our lives. And of course, when you put the word hope in something, it always catches my eye. And just a really, really powerful book, because I think since COVID, we've all had to be resilient, right? And yet, I think God looks at it maybe a little bit differently than the world does. And I've really enjoyed the book that I've, the parts of the book I've read so far, and looking forward to finishing it. But just in our 14 minutes here together today, I do want to share a little bit from this book that kind of spoke to me and maybe might help you, because, you know, adversity can knock you down or it can awaken your heart. Adversity can lead to discouragement, or it can guide you towards change, or it can trap you in despair or be a gateway to peace. And as I was reading that, you know, I just thought, you know, that's so true. Adversity either knocks you down or awakens your heart. You can become either bitter or better. Sometimes it can lead to discouragement, or a lot of times we're forced to change when we go through painful seasons when we are discouraged. I know that's happened to me a few times in my life, seasons of discouragement, pain, heartache, disappointment, but it also led to some of the best changes in my life too. And, you know, it's one of those things that if we grow in a relationship with Jesus, instead of being trapped in despair, we can be in a gateway to peace. And I love how the Lord loves to do that and just grow us. And the Bible, Jesus told us, he provides a peace that passes all understanding. I mean, Jesus warned us, right, that in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And for somebody listening today, you needed to hear that. You needed to be reminded that God will help you, and that in Jesus there's always hope and there is always peace. And it's one of those things that, you know, sometimes we wonder if the light's ever going to shine again. And I've used this example often here on Hope Is Here, but it's just such an easy example and helps me have encouragement and faith. And, you know, life's like the seasons of weather. It's not all summertime where it's sunny and things are in full bloom and green and the sky's blue and the flowers, beautiful colors. You know, life's, you know, we have seasons like that, but not life's like that. You know, our whole life's not. Then we get the fall and, you know, leaves change and colors change and some amazing, beautiful colors. The temperatures cool down and fall can be here in Kentucky. We're just blessed to have a wonderful fall and still a good season of life. But then we get into winter and it gets dark early. You go to bed and it's dark. You get up, it's dark, and you know, it's overcast and the temperatures are usually cool. And you know, man, it's just kind of a brutal season of weather. And you know, a lot of you've been in winter seasons of life, even though it is May 30th on your calendar. You're like, man, I feel like I'm still in January, and it's just overcast, it's dark, it's cold in my heart. And yet I'm so thankful, friends, that spring always comes. Spring always comes, and when things are really just dark and dreary sometimes, and December and January and February, I would just be like, you know, March is coming. March is coming, and we know we can always count on that. And how beautiful it is here in central Kentucky. And yet I know that if we don't become resilient, we can stay in that winter season. The enemy will do everything he can to keep you from being resilient. And I think the fact of the matter is that, you know, we can uncover strength, hope, and meaning in our lives, even through some winter seasons of life, if we will trust God, if we will just seek him with all our heart, our mind, and our soul. He most definitely will do that and help us become resilient. And, You know, it's just one of those things that we have to know that, unfortunately, you know, there's seasons where we're going to lose things. And during COVID, man, we lost a lot of things that we considered normal. And yet, you know, just our determination to keep going, whether it's in the face of ambiguous loss, chaos, or turmoil, that's when you become resilient. And this world that we live in now, it seems like we need to develop resilience now more than ever, don't we? And, you know, this new season of life, I mean, man, our world, our culture has changed so much. It calls for a new type of resilience. And, you know, a lot of mental health professionals believe we are one of the angriest and most anxious, depressed, and isolated eras of human history. We'll say that again. I think you'll agree with me. But, you know, some mental health professionals believe we are one of the angriest and most anxious, depressed, and isolated eras of human history. And I think, unfortunately, sad to say, but I agree with that. I really do. And that's one of the things I'm hoping through this program today and all the programs we do at Hope Is Here, that it can help you to get peace and to become calm. And in the book, you know, we're not going to be able to have time to go through all of the five rules that she found going through COVID and through doing a lot of research. But Rebecca Lyons, who is a best-selling author, wrote another really good book called Rhythms of Renewal. She actually was on Good Morning America a couple weeks ago on a Friday morning sharing about this really wonderful book. But she said that she kind of understood through this process of researching, going through her own trials and tribulations during COVID, just how to understand that certain practices or rules can kind of help you live a more resilient life. And so I'm going to share those five rules here. Like I say, can't go in depth, and we're going to try to maybe get in depth with one of them. But the five rules that she found to help you live a more resilient life are: number one, name the pain and be honest. Rule number one to live a more resilient life is name the pain and be honest. I think sometimes, friends, we know there's a pain in our heart, maybe in our soul, and yet we don't want to name it. Or if somebody asks us, and, you know, you can tell they genuinely care, we're not completely honest because maybe we're embarrassed about what it is that is just kind of keeping us from living a resilient life. A second rule to help live a more resilient life is shift the narrative. Renew your mind. You know, we all have a voice inside our heads, and man, the enemy wants us to be reminded of our failures, our heartaches, our disappointments. And yet, man, when you renew your mind with God's word, it's just amazing how he can help shift the narrative, the voice that you're listening to, the videotape that you're replaying in your mind and your heart and soul. The third rule, Rebecca Lyons says in this wonderful book, Building a Resilient Life, embrace adversity, train with resistance. And I thought this was such a great rule that she had for living a more resilient life because, you know, most of the time we try to avoid adversity, right? Oh, man, what's the number one selling chair for especially men? The Lazy Boy recliner, right? guilty as charged, okay? I don't know if my recliner is Lazy Boy, but, you know, it's just an appropriate name. We'd like to get in a comfortable chair. And, you know, God did create us to have moments of comfort, but not to stay there. And that's not what, you know, we need to do. But, man, we look forward to getting in that chair. And it's amazing that the number one recliner is a Lazy Boy. And yet, you know what? I know that I've grown the most when I've gone through times of adversity. And so instead of saying, you know, why, God, did you allow this to happen? Maybe ask God, what can I learn from this season of adversity, this challenging season, this winter season of life? Use the weather analogy again. A fourth rule on how to live a more resilient life is make meaning, cultivate beauty. I mean, chance to really look inside our soul and our hearts and our lives and to make meaning and cultivate, create things of beauty, and they're all around us, friends, so we have to be so intentional about it. And then rule number five, just such a big one, and Oh, man, COVID kind of got us isolated in so many ways. And for men, even before COVID, a lot of guys had isolated themselves. But the fifth and final rule that Rebecca Lyons shares in this wonderful book called Building a Resilient Life, the fifth rule to help you live a more resilient life, endure together. Invite others into your life. And you know, that's something that sometimes, especially us guys, that we kind of act like we're doing it, but we're not really doing it. And man, I know that life is better when we do it together with a group of friends and people that we can be safe with and honest with. And we talked a little bit at the end of yesterday's program that Jesus modeled what community was. We were created for community because, I mean, think about it. Jesus had 12 guys that he did life with day in, day out for 3 years, okay? But out of those 12, there were three guys that they were kind of his boys, you know, his crew, Peter, James, and John. And when he went to the Garden of Gethsemane right before Jesus was arrested, remember, he asked those three specifically to go with him. And he said, you know, man, I need you to pray for me. My soul was overwhelmed with grief to the point of death. I feel like I'm dying inside already. So friends, when you feel overwhelmed with grief, emotion, depression, disappointment, anxiety, Jesus understands because he has been there. And so if Jesus modeled that saying, hey, I need community, I need others to do life with, and he modeled it so well with the 12 guys, but especially those three, Peter, James, and John, then friends, obviously we need community. And that will help us do what this book, Building a Resilient Life, talks about, enduring together, but we have to invite others in. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, and I love this point that Rebecca Lyons made in this book, together let's build lives that can thrive no matter what form of adversity comes our way. I heard a saying, I can't remember who said this one, but, you know, when adversity comes, we can either decide just to survive or to thrive. And, you know, sometimes initially you do have to just say, okay, man, I am just trying to survive. But then there comes a point, sometimes you just say, you know, Satan, I'm going to punch you in the face, okay? You're not going to steal my joy, and I am going to thrive in this situation. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, friends, that, you know, when you have scars, whether it's a physical scar from a surgery or, you know, an emotional scar, but the good news about a scar is it means you survived. Okay, you survived. And whatever that was, whether it was a physical wound, a surgery you had, like I said, or emotional wound, you know, an unexpected divorce, a loss of a precious child, a loss of a job that you didn't see coming that you love so much and had been a part of a company for several years. And yet, you know what? And God's just like, you know what? I'm going to help you not just survive. I'm going to help those scars become stars. And that's how we help other people, man. Hey, you can see the stars again. The sun will shine. It won't be cloudy and overcast. You can look up and see those stars again. And I'm proof of it. And God's used the flood, the bankruptcy, the divorce in my life that let me help so many people. And then I've had other people that, you know, cancer survivors and people that, you know, have been through just really horrendous trials and tribulations, but with God's help, they not only survived, they have thrived, and now they're using their story to help others. So it's a beautiful thing how God does it. But I want to encourage you to check out Building a Resilient Life by Rebecca Lyons. I know you'll be blessed by it. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Are you over 55 looking to increase your strength, endurance, balance, coordination, and more? Fitness for folks over 55 should be more than just stretching and mild workouts. Stronger Life, fitness for people over 55 helps folks do the things that they want and need to do, from lifting heavy packages, grandchildren, and pets, to hiking. Hiking the Inca Trail, created by doctors of physical therapy and led by Stronger Life certified coaches. Group classes are not only effective, but safe. A Stronger Life is a better life, located in Lexington. For more information, visit us online at StrongerLifeHQ.com.